Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Oh, yeah, halfway home. Bettin' Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Great to have you with us on a lovely day so far. Still waiting for the torrential downpour to come that has, ruined our lives. But I'm trying to keep it positive here in Spiritual Mouthwash, for Spiritual Mouthwash. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, executive producer of the program. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well.
Do want to thank Andrew Marchand for joining us on our David P. Shapiro fan hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorney, is helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime. Since 2010, visit davidpshapirolaw.com. We can add to our thoughts a little bit later.
Sure.
But we postponed it a few minutes, but I want to get callers back on the line, 833-288-0973. Spiritual Mouthwash with Ben and Woods. We truly believe that sharing your good news lifts everybody up. And we do this, I don't know, maybe once a year, twice a year
maybe.
At most. Just feel like things need a little shakeup. And we
the
want
less
you to...
the better, to be honest.
Means
we don't
True.
Need it as much.
That means we're feeling pretty good. Pretty good. How about you guys? Anything positive?
Positivity.
You hadn't thought about it to this point?
What do you have?
My parents are in town and they're healthy.
That's good.
That was great to see my mom and dad. Flew in from Texas yesterday. Got to take them to pick up the kids yesterday at school. Kids were, Bo ran like 100 yards when he saw them waiting at the gate. And it just like, I'm like weeping when I saw it. And, you know, it's huge. And then got to go watch Bo hit at batting practice yesterday, which he loved. And went to dinner and just got to see the family, man. It was great.
I have a sister, which is great.
That is amazing. Congratulations to you. Congratulations.
That's very excited about that.
That is.
I also have a brother.
You also have a brother and a mother and father.
Look at that.
We had so many callers on the line. But Vinny in the chat, I like this one. He said, finally traveling back to Italy this Christmas to visit family who I haven't seen in 18 years.
Oh, that's cool.
You know what they'll say when he walks into the door? Oh, there he is! Vinny walking in the door after 18 years.
Well, they'll probably say it in Italian.
Right,
but yeah.
Right. I thought that was Italian. I thought I just spoke Italian. Did I not?
I think that's East Coast Italian. We get some callers on the line. Ryan wants to share some spiritual mouthwash with us. Ryan, welcome to Ben and Woods.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
You're on the air.
You're on the air live. No cursing.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I have good news, but it hasn't happened yet. It's happening next month. So me and my girlfriend, we've been together for 7 years, and I plan this trip to New York next month to surprise propose to her.
Oh.
The good news hasn't happened yet, but I'm fairly confident she'll say yes.
Is she?
I've got the ring and everything.
I hope she's not listening.
And everything planned out. So she's definitely not listening.
Okay. Does she hate us or something? Or
you just really threw that out there.
She listens to John and Tammy, or like, how do you know you're going to get away with this right now by saying it live on the radio?
No, she's 100% sleeping right now.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair.
All right. So
how are you going to pull it off?
Where are you going to do it?
So I hired a photographer. I'm working with them because I've never been to New York.
Oh, it's amazing.
And so somewhere in Central Park, we're kind of planning, but
I'm
trying to find somewhere a little less populated, I guess.
Sure.
Not as crowded.
Try Queens. Or the Bronx, perhaps.
Right in front of a bodega on the sidewalk. They'll work off a spot for you.
I feel like it would be tough to pull off the acting job necessarily. Hey, let's go on a walk through the park.
Right.
Oh, let's stop here.
Let's stop here for a second. Let me tie my shoe.
By this photographer.
Oh, what is that on the ground?
I love it.
Good luck to you, though, Ryan. And
congratulations.
That is absolutely great news. That's exactly what we're looking for this morning.
Will you call us? Will you call us back or tweet us or DM us? You know, I want to see some of these pictures, number one. How long have you guys been together?
7 years.
7 years. I missed that
seven
in time?
Years.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was probably time. Yeah, 7 years. They get itchy after about 7 years. You got to pull the trigger at some point. Well, man, we're happy for you.
Her mom's been kind of bugging me.
Oh, yeah.
So it's definitely time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. First time I met my mother-in-law, she literally pinned me in a corner and was like, what are your intentions with my daughter? You know what my intentions are.
Cheap thrills.
You know what they are.
What every mother wants to hear. Yeah. Cheap thrills. Ryan, thank you so much.
Looking for somebody to buy a vacuum for.
That's right.
Let's go down to Tyler. Welcome to Spiritual Mouthwash with Ben and Woods.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, buddy.
Just want to share the good news with you guys. A lot of the cheer ones also already know. My wife, we dated for about 10 years, been married for two. She's expecting our first child now.
Let's go!
Super excited. We just had a big scan this week. The baby is growing, happy and healthy.
Yep.
She's about halfway along now. And our baby girl should be here at the end of April, so we can't wait.
It's awesome.
Congratulations, Tyler.
Best day of your life, my friend. Best day. Best club. Best club to be in, man. Happy for you guys.
I mean, the day is somewhat stressful.
Day sucks, actually.
It's
not. Let's not make it about us though, because it really sucks for our wives, and I mean really, really, really. For us, we're like, am I sleeping on this cot again,
or most memorable? Day of your
yes,
life.
Correct. I'll never forget the look when the doctor handed me my son, Bo, and I like had to take him away. My wife looking. Like, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I have to cut the cord, and I'm going to take him for a while. Like, you carried him for 9 months, you fed him, he kicked you, you know, like, he made you gain weight. I'm going to hold him for a minute. It's just a, that day is very stressful.
Whenever the birth actually happens, any moment leading up to that is, like, stressful and you're nervous the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's the magic moment, and then after that, especially if you're a new parent, it's sheer terror.
Yep. Sheer.
Every moment after
every
that.
Every day. And then every day since.
Which you then have to call the best day of your life when you're completely nervous and then completely terrified the entire day.
Yep. Yeah, 100%.
Who do we have next, Paulie?
Gargling. Yeah, there it is.
Let's just go to line three. Caller, you're on the air. You don't have a name.
Line three person.
If you can hear
Trisha?
Us.
Hi. Who's this?
Trisha?
Hi, yeah, this is Trisha.
Some spiritual mouthwash, some good news for us, Trisha. You're on the air.
I do. My little sister just got engaged this weekend.
Amazing. Do you like the guy?
We do. We really like him. He's a great fit for our big family.
Oh, that's excellent. And how long have they been together?
They've been together 9 months.
9 months? Ooh. Okay, we had a 7 years earlier. Now we have a 9 months.
Everyone knew pretty fast that he was probably the one.
That's amazing.
How much younger is your sister?
Easy
She's
creep.
She's 12 years younger than me.
Wow. And you always remembered you had her, right? You never forgot you
never
had a sister?
Oh, yeah. Sister.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, good. Because Ben forgot he had a sister. Because he didn't, he actually,
oh, no.
He didn't want a sister.
She's definitely my sister.
Okay.
And yeah. I mean, 8 years, I thought, but 12 is.
I don't have a sister.
It's a big, it's a big difference.
He told his parents, no more kids. We had a good thing going here. And. Why would you do this to me?
Trisha, thank you for sharing.
Trisha, to you and your family.
We have time for another one. Let's go to
Garrett.
That sound didn't turn you off. Welcome to Spiritual Mouthwash.
Hello.
What you got, buddy?
My son's 3.5 today, and today I am 4 years sober.
Oh, dude. Wow.
Congratulations.
That's what
you made the choice
about.
Knowing he was coming to make a change in your life. Good for you.
Yeah, it's been great. Should have done it sooner.
Garrett, yeah, man, like
both have the kid and get sober.
yeah, he's like your reason. And then you think about, like, you know how hard parenting is of a 3.5-year-old son, right? Imagine it hungover or drunk or high. Like, there's just no way. A lot of people do it. A lot of parents do it. Imagine how difficult that job is when you're not at your best.
Oh, yeah, I'd be doing a disservice for sure.
Yep.
And I don't get this time back, and he doesn't get this time back, so get one shot at it.
Dude, I'm proud of you, man. That's absolutely incredible. That's what spiritual mouthwash is for. Congratulations. Keep it up.
Now, no judgment if you're a parent. Long day, you finally get the kids to sleep.
I didn't say that.
I'm just saying, you want to pour a glass of wine at the end of the day. It's okay everybody.
Nobody said don't drink at all when you're
okay.
A parent.
It's okay.
I knew it was
all
okay.
Right, just making sure that everyone realizes that.
What is happening?
Congratulations, Garrett.
But you're right. It's much harder.
Your wife's what? 7, 8 years now?
Yeah.
Ben thinks it's okay. Just have one, maybe.
I'm not telling Garrett to. I'm just telling all the parents out there who occasionally do. Don't feel bad about yourself either. It's a hard job. Is that not fair?
Unnecessary, maybe.
Okay, fine. Unnecessary.
Yes, enjoy a glass of wine on your waterbed after a long day of parenting.
Perfect.
No one said you shouldn't. What in the world?
Victor, you're next up on Spiritual Mouthwash. Good morning.
Save us.
Good morning, guys. Day one listener here.
Thank you, buddy.
Yep. So after 15 years of coaching high school football and baseball in San Diego, you know, we're super blessed to announce that we're having a baby coming January 21st. And we're super excited. It's a boy, you know, put a golf club in his hand, baseball bat, maybe a football. Super excited.
I'm very happy for you. So you're a football and baseball coach?
I have been, yes.
That's awesome.
Torrey Pines, St. Augustine, a bunch of different schools.
You know, and you'll find, because you're a coach, right? Like, you did it for a living or do it for a living. It's very difficult to have a son. And, you know, you hope that he's got the same interests that you have, and he probably will, you know, for a while. And it's the I was talking to my dad about it. I had to lean on my pops last night for a little advice. What's the line of, hey, I need to be a little tough on him here, but I also need to let him go out and have fun, right? It's just it's one thing you'll always think about, Garrett, as you, because you've been.
You manage that with Bo pretty well.
Do what?
You manage that with Bo pretty well. I follow that.
I try.
He looks like he loves baseball.
He does. And he loves football. But when you see him, like, hang his head and, like, kick himself after a mistake, you're like, do I push him here or do I just let him fight through it? It's just this constant thing. So I asked my dad about it last night. Like, what's the line? Like, you want to push your children. It's okay to push your children. But it's also, you can't be like, make a better throw, you know. Don't boot balls. Like, everybody's going to make mistakes. And when they get down on themselves, it's the hardest thing to, like, build them back up.
It is funny because, you know, my two boys couldn't be more different.
Right.
My oldest son is more basketball Ben than I am. Oh. He sits down and
he's basketball
NBA
Jack.
Package, basketball Jack. He'll turn it on and, like,
he'll watch any game.
We were watching the Blazers Bulls last night. That was even too much for me.
You're enough of this.
I'm good. My other son who moved to Seattle, he's all about music.
Yep.
I said, oh, it's so cool. The World, you know, the ALCS was going on. He was moving up there. How excited is the town? He goes,
I don't know. I got Boris tickets, Dad.
You think I care
to see Boris?
You think I care about the ALCS game 6?
It is. It's great.
It's great for both of them. But you just never know whether they're going to follow in your footsteps or take a completely different path.
Congratulations to you guys. It's awesome, man. Being a parent's great, mostly. Sometimes it's not.
You want to get one more here?
Yeah, one more.
Is Matthew, you here? Good morning. Welcome to the Spiritual Mouthwash with that noise.
Hello.
It's beautiful. Silence.
Who are we looking for?
Matthew.
Thank you for sharing. I can hear something.
I hear something. I had to take one more, didn't you?
I'm regretting it. He's there. I hear him.
Let's
see.
Matthew. Is he listening to us, like, on YouTube in the background?
Maybe. Matthew, are you there?
Echo.
Matthew. Matthew. Wake up.
He wasn't on hold that long. So
did he butt dial?
Matthew, you there?
It's possible.
Maybe he's... Hello?
Hello? All right, hang on, Matthew. Matthew, you lost your chance. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Maybe he was calling for real or fake in a couple of minutes. Who knows? Matthew, you're not getting in if you were.
Yep.
Sorry. Thank you for sharing. Very difficult ending to spiritual mouthwash there.
Yeah.
But it's
one too
good.
Many.
Yeah. Lots of good stories, though. Always appreciate the Tier 1 sharing with us.
Yeah.
It is Throwback Thursday. We'll play a little real or fake when we come back. Chance to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas and tickets to see Sammy Hagar. The lines are open now. Matthew's calling back. 833-288-0973.
I almost feel like we have to.
833-288-0973. Matthew, are you there? No. He's gone again.
All right. That's it.
He's just dialing and hanging up. He is calling us and then hanging up. All right, we'll come back with a real or fake after traffic with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Stop calling, Matthew. Is he
calling again?
Yes.
I mean, third time's a charm, maybe? No, I guess not. Listen, Matthew, if you're listening right now, I wanted to let you know about all of the Thanksgiving love going on. Maybe he wants a new Ford or Lincoln. Head on down to Sedano Ford, right? They're grateful for you. They're rolling out pretty incredible Black Friday savings all November long. Deals that you won't find anywhere else. How about this? Lease a powerful 2025 Ford F-150, just $395 a month. Ready for adventure. Snag a 2025 Ford Bronco Big Ben, just $275 a month. If you want to go electric, the Ford Mach-E is yours, just $258 a month. And for a holiday to remember, you could glide into a stunning 2025 Lincoln Corsair Hybrid, just $337 a month. Sedano Ford and Lincoln, your proud local and veteran-owned dealer. Thanks for choosing them over every other dealer in town. These exclusive offers are slipping away fast, so visit SedanoFord.com today. Lock in your deal. Check out the inventory. Restrictions apply, so don't wait. Hurry to Sedano Ford and Lincoln and visit SedanoFord.com for all the details.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday season, too many San Diegans will go hungry. Join 97.3 The Fan and support the San Diego Food Bank. Donate food directly online through our Odyssey San Diego Food Fund, where every donation helps feed local families. Go to 973thefansd.com/foodfund and give today. Mostly successful segment of spiritual mouthwash, Matthew notwithstanding.
That was something.
In the books. We got a bunch of callers on the line vying for a spot in Real or Fake. Chance to qualify for Las Vegas, so let's get to today's game.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
The people. I've just got to randomly select.
How about Matthew?
No, not Matthew.
Poor Matthew.
Let's go.
You're done.
This is Jeremy.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, buddy.
Jeremy, welcome to Real or Fake. If you can get 4 of 7 right in our game today, you will qualify for our grand prize trip to Las Vegas, 2 nights stay at the Park MGM, and 2 tickets to see Sammy Hagar at Dolby Live at the Park MGM on March 20th, plus a $100 gas card. Get your tickets for Sammy Hagar's residency at Ticketmaster.com. By the way, Real or Fake, brought to you by Bail Arms, security and fire alarms for every business. we got you. And here's the category we have for you today, Jeremy. We're exactly 1 week out from Thanksgiving. So let's talk
turkey.
Look at you. Today on Real or Fake. Did you know there are eight turkey breeds officially recognized by the American Poultry Association? I bet their annual conventions are wild. For today's game, I will give you the name of a turkey breed. You tell me if it is a real or a fake I've made up to fool you, Jeremy.
That's real.
This is unreal.
Feel free to ask Woods for all your turkey questions.
Oh, yes.
Jeremy, you ready to play?
I think so.
Yeah, feels like just a guessing game here, doesn't
it? Let's do it. Round one. Copper Ridge.
Ooh.
Copper Ridge. Real or fake, Jeremy?
Let's go with real.
Yeah. Let's go with fake.
Oh.
Nah, it's all right. Let's bounce back here. Round number two. Bourbon Red. Real or fake? Woods is nodding. Mm-hmm. Bourbon Red, Jeremy.
Let's go real.
Yeah, real. This time you're correct. It is real. All right, you got one. You're looking for three more of those sounds, I guess, to win. Round number three. Golden Prairie Longbeard. Real or fake? Turkey breed.
What are you thinking here, Wood?
Man, it sounds very, it sounds like he really did some thinking. I think long beard is a tie. I think I'm saying fake, but that's just what I'm saying.
Jeremy, you got to make the call.
I'm with you, fake. Great. Let's go fake.
Yeah, he did too much. He tried a little too
All
hard
right,
there.
Two, you got two. You're halfway home. Round number four. White Holland, real or fake?
I'm going to say real.
Wow. We are hot now. All right. For the win, real or fake turkey breed, round number five. Royal Palm, real or fake?
Let's go fake.
Yeah, fake.
No, it's real. All right. Round number six. You still have a couple of chances. Round number six. Granite Bluff Strutter, real or fake?
Real.
Yeah, sounds fake, so it's real.
Well, sounds fake. God, is fake, it. Which means
game seven. Here
we're going down
again.
Once again. Seven again.
Hate this game. Hate it.
Everything on the line. Round
Every
seven.
Week.
Willow
Every
Creek
week.
Dusky. Real or fake?
That sounds real.
No! Blew it.
Oh no! So close.
I'm so sorry, Jeremy. Thank you for playing. It was very.
What did he miss out on?
Qualifying for
Las Vegas, yeah. Oh, that was heartbreaking.
That hurt. It's like winning two games at home, then losing three on the winning two games on the road and losing three games at home. Is what that felt like. That's tough.
It's nice to know that the American Poultry Association is working hard for us in authorizing only specific breeds of turkey.
Yeah,
out there.
I'm pretty good. I can pick them out just by seeing them.
Can you?
Yeah, I'm great at it. Oh, that's a long beard.
No, that one's fake.
I think my wife, I think they used to kill their own Thanksgiving turkey.
I think they did.
I think they did.
I feel like that might have even been a segment on 10 News before.
Hi, I'm Lauren
Nick
Carroll.
Show it on
Watch
there.
Me kill my family
Which one of you
turkey.
Wants to
yeah.
Die?
Whose turn is it this year? I don't think I could eat it if I had to kill it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have lasted very long 5 centuries ago.
No, I would not have been a good pioneer.
Not claiming to be one.
Never claimed to be. That I can't barely last in 2025 with every modern technology at my fingertips. Imagine me back then, like, I would go hungry. But, I mean, you raise them, you raise them as, like, almost like, imagine you had to go kill your dog for dinner. All right, well, thanks, Shalane. We've gotten you nice and fattened up for it's Thanksgiving. It's your time. And you go out.
I don't think you treat them as pets, though.
My wife said it was like a little bit traumatic when they were kids because I can't remember the name. She's told me the name before, but they were like, all right, it's time to go kill,
You can't eat something after you've named it.
Oh, yeah, they named it.
They named it,
yeah,
then they ate it.
You keep it and fatten it up and get it.
Come on, Mr. Cluck Cluck. Let's
go. Come on, let's
back.
Go. Come on, Fred. Time to go. Everyone say goodbye. Fred's about
I think that would be tough. Man,
yeah,
too.
It was.
And then look at your table as you bring it out and think, that's my beloved pet
delicious.
That I've had.
Yeah, there he is. He served us well this year. That's tough, man. That's tough. He was a different breed, my father-in-law, a very different breed. I don't even like carving it. Makes me feel bad. I like eating it.
Yeah. Let me just break this leg right off.
Yeah, 100%.
Barbarian.
I know.
Yeah, we are a species of contrast.
That's true.
A walking, doesn't always make sense.
Walking,
does
it? Bird's
walking
leg
contradiction. We all know where know, our meat is coming from.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We all know, but we eat it anyway.
100%.
It's good. Yeah.
Tastes good. Tastes real good.
Tastes real good.
Yeah. Mix a little mashed potatoes in there. We'll get into Thanksgiving foods next week. It's always my favorite segment.
I love that.
I do
all right,
too.
We'll take a time out. When we come back, competitive balance. We've still, not solved this issue. Everyone was talking about it yesterday. I was listening to Gwen and Chris. They were talking about it as well.
We had a couple of transactions in baseball yesterday.
Nice.
Signing in baseball yesterday as well. Still very quiet in Padresville.
We'll get you updated coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino. Visit 7milecasino.com.
Weekend coming up. Looking like another rainy, at least Friday. If you're looking for something to do, make a plan to head out to 7 Mile Casino for some great card action. California-style blackjack, Texas Hold'em, Pai Gow Poker, or Baccarat. Still nice views, even when it's raining. You've got the windows, you've got the views of San Diego Bay. Great spot to play cards.
I really can't think of any, you can make pros and cons lists. I can't think of any cons, right? You just go, it's close, it's got good food, friendly people, got all the card games you're looking for. There's really no cons. I mean, you go and sit down, have a good time. You can stay as long as you want. You don't have to play if you don't want to.
What if you're a high-limit player?
Oh, shoot. No, they actually will take your.
They do. Absolutely. Love taking care of good high-limit players. What if you're looking for a great brunch?
They have great brunch.
Well, if it's
award-winning.
If it's not Saturday or Sunday, you might be out of luck.
Yes.
Well, Saturday and Sunday, award-winning brunch.
That's right.
From 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Sammy's at 7 Mile. Make an excuse just to get down there. Try it this weekend when the weather might not be perfect. Head down to 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
In just a couple minutes, going to give away some of those Parker McCollum tickets coming to Viejas Arena. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by IHOP, introducing the IHOP Value Menu, where all your breakfast faves are just $6 each every day. Where else can you get a big filling sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your happy plates with a $6 IHOP Value Menu, available every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations.
It's
greatest.
Gets me every single time. $7
well,
in some place.
The difference between 6 and 7 is not that big.
It's negligible.
But in baseball, the difference
every kid
between
San Diego
the
that's listening lose their mind.
The difference between
6-7
Does it cost 6 or 7?
Seven,
I don't know.
6-7 I love it.
Parents are like, I'm going to kill you guys.
Makes me laugh every single time. 6-7
I don't think, Alicia, it was an intentional 6-7
no,
joke.
No, that's genius if it was.
Some IHOPs probably have to pay more in, for land in certain locations. And they can't afford the $6 menu, so they charge
$7. 6-7 I love it.
I mean, you go in, you order a $6 breakfast. What tip do you leave?
$4.
Yeah, see?
$5.
That's nice.
Yeah, I mean.
Because 20% is not much.
No.
$1.20.
Forget it, dude.
Slow.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about finances in baseball, because I heard Tony Gwynn Jr., you know, and Chris Ello talking about this yesterday. And that is the notion that smaller market teams with lower payrolls absolutely can compete in Major League Baseball. And I hear the argument all the time, and they point to the Milwaukee Brewers, and they point to the Tampa Bay Rays. And there's always a team or two every season that outperforms their payroll level in Major League Baseball, because you can. If you're smart, you draft well, you have some controllable players who are producing at
you get lucky?
Lower levels, you get a little lucky.
You play in a crap division?
You absolutely can. Then there's the big market teams that don't make the playoffs, like the New York Mets, who spent a fortune and still collapsed at the end because they can get injuries. They can have underperformance. They have guys who just, you know, fall off a cliff, whatever. And sometimes the big market, big spenders don't make the playoffs. It's absolutely true.
It's absolutely possible, yes.
But no one can deny there is as direct a correlation between spending and success in baseball as you can possibly draw. The teams that spend the most every year are the ones that are probably going to get to the playoffs more often than not. And the ones that don't spend are the ones that are going to rarely make the playoffs. It's clear. It's so clear.
It's kind of like those slugging numbers in the postseason. Like, there's enough data now to look and go, I don't know, a team full of slap hitters probably is not going to do much in October. But a team that can slug the ball into the gaps and out of the ballpark, yeah, the correlation is clear.
And as much as I think that A.J. Preller's done a good job as general manager of the Padres, are the Padres a playoff team for the last 6 years because they got smarter or because they spent more?
They spent more.
It's because they spent more.
It's because they spent more. Mike says, it's not about the amount you spend. It's how you spend it and how far you make the money go for quality. You must be smart about it. Again, I think when you look at teams like the Yankees and the Dodgers, you know, the Yankees don't spend like they did when I was a kid. I'll tell you that much right now. They just don't. And to see Yankee fans, like, vomiting because they're going to pay $22 million to Trent Grisham for a one-year deal. Like, it's a one-year deal. He took the qualifying offer. They're choking themselves out over this deal. Like, they don't have $22 million extra dollars been laying around. Being smart is great. Everybody wants to spend less on a player and get more value out of that player. That's good business. But the Dodgers had a $72 million mistake in their bullpen. They had a $16 million mistake in left field. They had tons of mistakes. They made a buttload of mistakes. A buttload. Doesn't matter. Literally can play their way through it with the talent that they have amassed and the depth that they've drafted and amassed. They can play their way through it. They can afford. That's right there. That is 72 plus 16 is what?
$88 million.
That's an $88 million. That's not smart. Spending, throwing away $88 million for a guy that wasn't on your postseason. Two guys that
for
weren't
a
on
small
your
market team. That's more than half payroll. Of your payroll.
So
more than half of your.
The
payroll.
Padres did spend money for a while, like drunken sailors. They did. It felt like it. But they also made smart decisions as well.
Well, they're still spending in the top 10.
But that's
which there are
on
12 playoff
players.
Teams. Yep. If you keep spending in the top 10, you should expect to make the playoffs, which then gives you a shot. But if the Padres win the World Series, it's not proof that small market teams can do it. It's proof that big spenders can win the World Series.
Sure.
The Padres aren't trying to prove a small market team can win the World Series.
No, they're trying to be big spenders. That's right.
Which is fine. I love that.
I love it, too. It's great.
But for the health of baseball, is there a way to at least soften it out a little bit? What can be done about that competitive imbalance in baseball?
What did they say? What did Tony and Chris say?
I will let you
say?
Know right after a quick check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So, Braden was yelling salary cap, salary cap, salary cap, which is certainly a way that you can create financial parity between the teams. It does work in the NFL. It works in the NBA. Doesn't mean that every team makes the playoffs every year. You still have certain cities with certain advantages. But, you know, payrolls are very similar in all those leagues. And the smarter teams will generally rise to the top, which I think as a fan is what we really truly would like. Right? Yeah. You want your teams to be rewarded for being smart, not spending more than the other teams.
Wait. You want your teams to be rewarded for being smart. I don't really care if they're smart, if they're dumb. And ultimately, as I said in the chat, the Dodgers didn't make any mistakes. You know why they didn't make any mistakes? Because they won the World Series. So they, by the definition of the law, they can absorb bad contracts more easily than other teams can. But it's not a mistake. Everything they did was right because they won the World Series.
That shouldn't be a surprise either. We said when the Padres started handing out these mega contracts and extensions, we said, hey, yeah, we know that's going to hurt in a few years.
But
you got one or two rings.
You get some rings out of it.
It's going to be a lot easier to stomach.
Yeah, bro, let's think like an owner, though.
Because we didn't, they look bad now.
From an owner's perspective, yeah, they all want to win the World Series. But is it better to win the World Series with a $500 million payroll or a $200 million payroll?
From the owners. But why do I care about that?
You don't. But if you're the owner, you'd rather win smartly. Like spending less and winning more is always a good thing for an owner.
I want the biggest house I can find for the least amount of money.
Of course. That's the true best win you can possibly get. Because if you
But if I'm a player, I want the most amount of money that I can get. I want the most amount of money I can get as a radio host.
Of course.
That's what I want.
So Tony and Chris were more realistic about it. As Tony, you know, former member of the Players Union said, just doesn't expect players to ever accept a salary cap in baseball. And I certainly see that argument. You know, it's their union. It's their decision about how they want to go about it. You know, Chris kind of threw up his hands and went, you know, well, I mean, you know, I'm still going to watch baseball. Baseball's entertaining. If the Dodgers want to spend, we're going to keep watching. It's kind of what you say as well.
Oh, yeah, you got me.
You're going to eat the soup. You watch the baseball.
Here's the soup. Eat the soup. That's it.
You know, but even Rob Manfred acknowledged this week that there is a growing frustration among fans of smaller market teams, the ones that don't spend as much. Now, some owners, absolutely. You know, Chris talked about you got to hold the Rockies owner feet to the fire, the Pirates owner's feet to the fire, or make them sell to other owners that are going to spend more money. And that's true on some level. But there are other teams that, you know, they try a little bit more. There's truly teams that are limited in how much they can spend, like how much they really can lose every year. You can't ask the Minnesota Twins owner to spend $400 million on their payroll. You just can't. They would go bankrupt in a matter of 2 or 3 years, and then baseball would have real problem on their hands. So there is always going to be some salary constraints for those smaller market teams. The problem is, you know, the only way to kind of make this work is with a revenue-sharing distribution like the NFL and NBA does.
But
like the league makes so much money, and then the players get a certain percent, 50%, 51%, 49%, whatever is negotiated.
But the revenue-sharing has been part of the problem because there is revenue sharing right now.
But the owners are allowed to keep that, pocket that money.
Correct.
Yes.
And
that should not be allowed to happen.
Now, everyone clamoring for the floor and the cap, I think eventually, I don't know if it'll be in my lifetime or my kid's lifetime, I think there will be one. The bubble will burst at some point, giving Juan Soto $690 million, whatever he made. You know, not everybody's going to be allowed to defer $698 million either, right? Like, not every team is going to be allowed to say, yeah, we're going to give you $2 million a year, going to give you $600 million down the road. It's not going to happen.
Let's throw out a payroll. $250 million is like the floor and cap. That's where you all...
Wait,
like
that's the floor?
If it was the NFL, every team spends exactly the same.
The exact
same. You're not going to create that in baseball. But if you did, can you force the Pirates to spend $250 million?
Where
are they getting that money to spend that much? Now, for the Dodgers, they're like, now we got to cut, you know, half of our team
right,
to get down to 250. The Pirates are going, we don't have the money to spend unless the Dodgers give it to us.
It's crazy.
Because we're never going to make enough money. So you can't necessarily create an NFL or NBA type model in which every team spends the same because, well, their revenues are so different.
How did they do it?
How did who do it?
They do it. The NFL. Has always been that way?
They have one TV deal, and every team gets the same amount of money
from
the TV deal. So every team's revenues are close to equal. Yeah, certainly the Cowboys take in more than the Jaguars.
Because of
attendance and
merch.
You know, merch and stuff. But even that is subject to some sharing amongst the league. But because of the one TV deal thing, but as long as there are separate TV deals for each team, you're never going to be able to create a level playing
field. If you come to me and you say, Woodsy, I'm in a pinch, I need $5,000. And I say, I'm happy to share my revenue with you. Here's $5,000. And I'm assuming you're going out and you're buying food for your family, you're paying your car note, your mortgage, and you come in with new tattoos and a brand new outfit. I'm pissed. I'm pissed. You pocketed that money. You're going on golf trips. I'm pissed. And that's exactly what's happening in baseball right now. Those big market teams are sharing revenue. And those owners are going, hey, thanks. Thanks for the handout.
But you know? I don't know. And they're going on the cheap. Team, do you really want those other teams trying to compete with you? It's like, yeah, just pocket the money and let us win because that's what we wanted to do anyway.
They're in luck because that's what a lot of them are doing.
But it leaves fans very frustrated. And I understand that as well.
I, again, if you don't go into owning a baseball team with the intention of winning a World Series, I don't think you should be the owner of a baseball team. I really don't. If you don't love being a parent and love having children, you shouldn't be a parent. You need to be all in, you know, and for our ownership, we've been so spoiled with having an owner. Hey, did they make all the right decisions? Did they sign all the right players? No, they didn't. They didn't. And we're committed to some guys long term that will hurt. It's going to hurt. But I was sold on that window. I was sold on, oh, man, this is the most exciting team in baseball. And there was a time when we were. And, you know, could we get back there? Sure, anything's possible. But I was all the way in. I surely thought we'd win a ring. And so did everybody else in 2024.
I think a lot of people think that when I talk about creating a more balanced revenue stream in baseball, it's to help the Padres. It wouldn't help the Padres. At least in the short term, it would hurt the Padres. Because then they wouldn't be able to fix some of the mistakes that they've made with contracts. If they couldn't go over the luxury tax, you know, two of the last three seasons, their roster would have been inadequate, and probably they would not have made the playoffs.
Correct.
Without the ability to spend more.
Yeah.
Which they did, to their credit. So I'm not necessarily arguing to help the Padres. I'm arguing to help all the fans across baseball who just want to see their teams have a better chance. Somehow, some way. All right, we'll come back. Final hour. We'll have our biggest fan announcement. If you want to call for those Parker McCollum tickets right now, 833-288-0973. We'll give it to the third caller, and we'll be back next with the Rindle Report here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.